What about your wedding? The weddings were short as well, and there was no big fuss like there
Oh,
were.
not at all, no. Well, we were, in my time, you got married at 8:30 mass in the morning. So you went then. Now, times before that, they came home to the bride's house, and there would be some neighbours there and would prepare a wedding breakfast. But now, at my time, that was 19, what was it, 57, people were going to hotels. So I remember going, but now there was just rashers and I think and eggs. Sausages weren't very much on the menu at that time at all. And then after that, there'd be always some drinks. And they went to Donegal Town was the place they went.
Right.
The weddings were small now.
Just a small family
A
group
small
then.
family or a
Yeah.
few neighbours.
Yeah.
And parents, in a lot of cases, the parents didn't go at all. The parents were at home. And when the marriage was over and the breakfast was over in this place, then the bride and groom went to out to their parents' home and give them a drink, and there'd be neighbours in with them and go around the neighbourhood and give them a drink. And then back in around about 12 or 1 o'clock, they headed then for Donegal. It was always up to the Abbey. That was Breslin's, we called it at that time. That was who owned it. And there would somebody in the crowd would have a camera, and would take some photographs, and that's all.
So you went to Donegal Town as
Going to
well?
yeah, everybody nearly did. They
Yeah.
went to Donegal Town, and on in the evening, where they would have drinks and stuff of that. Now, I don't know how that somebody bought them. Were just having drinks round among themselves, but in the evening then there was what was called a join, and that was a collection for money to have tea. Everybody, the bride and groom, they didn't have to pay anything, but all the others would throw into it whatever, a couple of shillings or whatever they put into it, and then there would be tea served about 4 or 5 o'clock. And oh, there was nothing fancy about it, tea and bread and butter and jam, and I don't remember now anything. Might be a bit of ham, I'm not sure now. I can't now, it's a long time ago, but it's 50, over 50 years ago. But that was the general rule,
Yeah.
and very, very few. Some might go to Dublin for a few days for a honeymoon, but a lot never went anywhere.
Unheard of, really, like.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was often happened that the groom would stay in the bride's house for a few days until she got her things together to come to the home. He would be coming mostly to the home that he would have inherited, and his father and mother might be there, most likely just the mother. This
Did that apply in your own case, Nan?
well,
You moved to
no,
this house, like.
no, yes, but not immediately, because my aunt that reared me, she was widowed at that time and she was blind, so I had to stay with her for a while. We kind of worked between that house and this house, so eventually we persuaded her to come with us here, and it took a lot of persuasion. She didn't want to leave her own home, and so then I was landed with her in her late 80s, and my father-in-law was near 90. He was in the late 80s too. And I had them here while my children were born, and we had very little space, very, very little. And I had to look after them. There were nobody sent to hospitals or homes in them days. I looked after them here till they died. And it was the normal thing, and you just done it.
Just
That's
got
it.
on with it, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When people then got sick, neighbours would come in to sit up at night with them. They would never leave them alone, because would be a terrible slur to anybody to have their people dying, as they said, without coal or candle. So the light didn't go out while a person was sick and the fire didn't go out, and there would be neighbours come in and they would stay to mourn and to let the people of the house, give them a rest and let them go to bed. Yeah. And that's how it was done.
Well, people were dependent on each other, like, and they were very helpful.
And as I said, the doctor then, at that stage, doctors in some cases, dependent on the ailment, the doctor would come out every 2 or 3 days a week to see the patient. But no doctor ever came to my people here because they were just old age. I never remember seeing a doctor in this house.